In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 7. There is indeed no single gift you lack while you wait expectantly for our Lord Jesus Christ to reveal himself. You could ask, who wants to wait for anything these days? It's a time of instant soup, drive-through dining, self-service banking, personal phones, information one click away, and next day delivery to any place you name. No one is eager to wait. So Americans, by the very fabric of their society, have to abhor Advent. I mean modern American society. I mean a view of it as anathema, something to be cursed. I mean the real spirit of waiting for the Lord. Wait expectantly for our Lord Jesus Christ to reveal himself. But we must. Jesus says, "Wait for me, I will return." The invitation to the Lamb's banquet says, "Come, throw off your old rags of sin, receive a new garment." The Word says, "Live by my promise and have eternal joy." Christ says, "Watch and wait." Worldly merchants, on the other hand, say, "Enjoy life now." Worldly wisdom says, "He's not coming back. This is it." Hawkers of success say, "He who gains the most toys wins, so take what excites you now. There isn't anything after that." Recall how God abhors this kind of thinking, and remember its rewards: eternal separation from God. But ours is a heavenly citizenship. Because of Christ's redemptive work, the wages of sin are paid. In Christ's message, the Spirit brings us all we need for real spiritual life. And by faith, we already have eternal joy, and when Christ returns, we will live with him forever in victory. A heavenly citizen is focused on that. Citizens of this world, you recall, live among greedy and murderous neighbors. Theirs is a land of cheating, beating, and dying. They love the smell of sin and can't imagine anybody would be punished for it. They see no future, clutching what they can touch. For them, nothing else really exists. And that's a world we are ready to leave behind, for by faith we have God's robes of righteousness that admit us to the Lamb's high feast. Why should we want some beer blast down the hall now? Instead, we eagerly await for Christ's second coming. We pray for it, we sing about it, we dream of it, and we draw others to the one who is coming. Abhor Advent? No. Embrace his coming? Yes. We can't get the visions of his glorious return out of our heads. So, come, Lord Jesus, come quickly. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.